I was at church the other Sunday, and the pastor during his sermon asked this question of the congregation: are you pure and holy? I put up my hand and I said, yeah, absolutely I am. And yet I was the only one who did. People laughed. The preacher made some quip about, well, there goes Bernie again, and moved on with the rest of his message. Can I tell you, I wanted to jump up and shout. What's the matter with you people? Do you believe in Jesus or not? Because here's what God says about you if you believe in Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Christ had no sin, but God made him to become sin so that in Christ we could be right with God. In other words, Jesus, who never sinned in his life, took our sin, yours and mine, on his shoulders so that on that cross he paid for every sin of yours and mine, past, present and future, so completely, so fully, so perfectly that you and I stand before God as clean and as pure and as holy and as righteous, if you'll allow me to use that word, as Jesus himself. Look, if you're out of court and you're convicted of a crime, you're guilty. Sentence is passed. But once you've done the time or paid the fine, your standing before the law, before society, is completely righteous. And when it comes to our standing, right or otherwise, before God, here's how it works. Jesus did the time and paid the fine. That's what Easter is all about. He paid the price. The one who had no sin in him became sin by taking our sin on himself, dying the death that we deserved, so that we could be what? Still guilty as hell? No, so that we could be right with God. Look, I make mistakes every day. None of us will ever be on that super spiritual higher plane living the completely perfect life where we can be completely pure and holy. But when you believe in Jesus, God wipes away the guilt. You have a right standing before God. You are, in his eyes, as pure and as holy as Jesus himself. And if you believe in Jesus, but you don't believe that about yourself, let me ask you this. What's the matter with you? That's God's word, fresh for you today.